All right, we're back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being with us today, having a lot of fun. As I said, going to make a special phone call to a guy I've been listening to for a long time. Very excited to see him back in Winnipeg coming up this weekend. Dave Bedini, he's an author, a sports writer, newspaper columnist, of course, a singer and songwriter. He's the leader of the Real Statics and the Bedini Band, and he's coming to town to special intimate early shows. It's going to be a lot of fun. Why don't we hear a couple of things from Bedini Band while we get set up for that? Let's go back to their debut, The Land Is Wild. And, well, why don't we start off with the first track? I always like this one. This is a Desert Island Poem from Bedini Band on Tell the Band to Go Home.
If it snowed on this desert island, what would happen if it were winter? Would seven beer and some bread support us, or would we kill the fattest and skin him? Offer his bones to the gods. Rheostatics eat their drummer, and who would cook and season the body? He's always done this before. At the Terral Museum, idling at the top of a mountain, a billion-year-old dino bones, and thinking about the plane that has crashed down miles from its base in alert, huddling in the fuselage, and screaming from the whip of a blizzard, same one that is clouding. Leftover hardware, wired up a radio band in search of northern frequencies with cables we commanded a dog team. Inuit, we bought it, his drum came upon a signal clear. I think it was a CBS network. A new civilization was.
All the birds. dirty children love the fatherland. Make some pretty music in the army band. All the global citizens is still our love. Knife our guts, death to us. Hot, dead streets of the condo block. Take what you can, baby, don't get caught. Your boyfriend's crazy on his Baltic side. Steel rib crate with the bodies inside. Barbershops and trees. A roller coaster breezes through the view. The fields are well prepared. We sweat and clean the floors, for he will come. The floors, for he will come. All the pretty children love the fatherland. Make some pretty music in the army band. All the global citizens will spill our guts. Knife our stuff, death to us. The country clean what the city stained. Soybean groans over fresh remains. The cops can't sniff cause I got no scent. She was weak, she was willing to bend. See the sky above. The sun renews its glory for the boys. The ribbons in your head.
The fatherland. Oh, you got that trick ending in there, Dave. You caught me. I bet you've caught people before with that one.
We're all about the trick ending. Trick beginnings, though.
No. All right. Yeah. That was the fatherland. We played the motherland earlier in the show, so that's, I guess, the the other side of the story. And before that, we heard the Desert Island Poem. It is a great pleasure to talk to Dave Bedini. How are you today, sir? Welcome.
I'm good. I'm ravaged. We had a hockey tournament yesterday on Wolf Island, which is like just a 20-minute ferry ride from Kingston. We do it every year. And so,
is this the Exclaim Cup? Or?
No, different. That's different. That's the Springs Easter tournament. This is an outdoor
tournament
on Wolf Island. And so we had it's blizzardy here in southern Ontario today. So.
Now, is that Ontario blizzard or Manitoba blizzard? Because I have a feeling we have different ideas
of
what that
means. Yeah, for sure. We've got this kind of big, wet, big wet flakes, 401. So, anyway, I just got back, and here I am.
Yeah, excellent. I think the last time we spoke on this program, anyways, was in 2012, and it was hot on the heels of an attempted Rio Statics reunion. I got to talk about that band briefly, if that's okay, because I went to Toronto in December, and caught the kind of the makeup shows for that when you finally got things together at the Horseshoe Tavern. And I got to tell you, I've seen that band a lot of times over the years, and that might have been the best couple of shows I've ever seen you guys do. That was fun.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we felt really good about it, and in fact, like I think the Saturday night we opened both shows with Stolen Car, and I remember at one point like turning to Tim, you know, in the first minute of the show, and sort of saying, "Hey, this is really good, eh?" And saying, like, yeah, it is. And just it all seemed to fall together quite nicely. So thanks. And we feel good about doing a bit more too.
That, you know, when we talked in 2012, the future was uncertain to say the least about the band, and things kind of got a little ugly for a while. And so how did it kind of get going again, where you guys were able to, you know, make nice, and it seems like you're better friends and having more fun than you ever did.
I don't think it ever really got particularly ugly, to be honest with you. Certainly not, you know, really. Well, not, it wasn't, it might have been seen that way sort of publicly, but yeah, it never really was internally,
well,
which
good.
Is good.
Yeah.
I forget the question.
No,
I was thinking about those bad times of 2012.
Well, yeah, now we want to move on to the good times. How did you guys come together again and decide to give it another shot after that?
Well, we did three shows at the Art Gallery of Ontario last September, I think.
Yep.
And to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Music Inspired by Group of Seven record, which was also the 20th, and it had been 20 years since the 75th anniversary of the Group of Seven. So, we wanted to do that record again, and because Kevin Hearn and Hugh Marsh were around and wanted to play with it, play the record and be part of the band, we knew we'd have a bit of a buffer between the four of us. We also had Nick DePonce, Jennifer Bechwald, the filmmakers, doing visual projections for us. So it really wasn't a rock show at all. It was more of a multidisciplinary performance. So that made it seem like a bit of a new thing, as opposed to, you know, just a rock show, which would have been fraught with emotion. It would have been maybe a little bit difficult to pull off. But that said, the AGO shows were tough. There were a lot of moving parts. And it was emotional nonetheless, but we survived it. And because we survived it, we thought we would give it another chance, I think.
Yeah, that's great. And you've done Massey Hall again. And,
that's right, yeah.
And a few other things here and there. So it seems like things are back on course. Are you guys, back at it? Is the band back together, as they say?
You know, we never know what the future is going to deliver.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I know we're active for sure. So
that's great.
Yeah, try to keep on the track.
And it was mighty nice for me to see Dave Clark back on stage with you guys. That seemed like something special. It seemed like it added a little bit of extra energy and a little bit of extra joy to the band.
Yeah, he's a great. He's a really wonderful musician. Great musician. Great songwriter. Great performer and for sure nice to close the circle a little bit with him, or open another circle, I suppose. Playing with somebody we've been friends with for a long time and adds a different, a whole other texture to the sound. And pushing forward, it'd be interesting to see. We've already have like 11 new songs, so
wow,
there's a lot of so it's been really interesting working and trying to sort of work a new sound out of the band with his contribution, which we haven't had for a couple of decades.
Yeah. And word on the street is you guys are trying some recording of those songs.
I think so. Yeah. We have plans to do that in the springtime for sure.
That's great. That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. But I guess, in between, Rio Static's gigs, you're still busy with the Bedini Band. That's great to see. Is there a whole different kind of a feeling, a different outlet for that band?
It's a different band,
yeah.
Entirely. Don Kerr is on drums, and he's a member. He was a member of the Rio Sex and has been. So there's that kind of like, no, it's a different thing. Just a different set of musicians. And I would say the spirit is the same. The sensibility is the same, but musically it's different.
Yeah. So
it's a very... I mean, because I'm in both, especially live, like it is, we take a lot of chances live, and the live approach is its own thing. All the stuff is, we extrapolate out of the songs and bend and twist the songs in performance, and it's partly a celebration of just being together, just like the Rio Statics are. And we try to be progressive-minded when we play live and stuff, too. So, Yeah, so it's, and sure, every different thing you do, I suppose, is a different outlet, but outlets nonetheless, and it's good to have a lot of them.
Yeah. You mentioned yourself and Don, but how about the Manitoban half of the band? You're half Manitoban. You got Paul Linklater and Doug Friesen as well. How did you come together with those guys?
Big time. Paul wrote the Rheostatics when he was a kid, when he was a young teenager, and he wrote really eloquent, kind of poorly scribbled notes from Justice, Manitoba, which is where he grew up.
Yeah.
And then I think around after exchanging a half dozen letters with him, he finally sent us a cassette copy of his early band Gig Vest. We loved the music. It was really interesting and strange and lovely. And so we kind of became friends that way. We played the Brandon Folk Festival years later, and we finally got a chance to meet him. And that was great. And we continued our correspondence. Hadn't not known Doug much at all. Doug grew up in Killarney. And then my wife and I were, I think we were going to Italy. I was going to write Baseballissimo, my third book. And out of the blue, I just asked Paul if he wanted to come stay at our house in Toronto while we were away for 6 months. And he'd never been to Toronto before. So himself and his girlfriend, Donna Orchard, and Doug came and lived in our place in Toronto. And really, they never left after that. And so it was nice that that friendship and that relationship and that musical relationship was born out of, you know, just letter writing, right? You know, and just Paul sending us a note when he was a kid. And now, you know, we're peers really now. And so it's great. Yeah, so it's really, he's a Rheostatics baby thing, and now he's a big, strong man playing rock guitar.
he's a force to be reckoned with on stage, that's for sure.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, no, he's amazing.
You guys do some fun shows. I don't think that band's ever played in Winnipeg, have you?
No, first time.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is, and I think Paul's grandma is going to be at the show. And
nice.
The aunties, yeah, it's going to be wild.
Wow, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. So any special plans for those shows other than that? Like it's.
We'll have Brian Trottier with us. From Valmarie, Saskatchewan, who won 6 Stanley Cups.
No big deal.
Yeah,
it's just 6.
Now, and to talk to him. He's such a modest guy and such a lovely guy. It really seems like it's no big deal in a way. You know?
Yeah,
he's the humble giant in a lot, you know, in a lot of ways, and is such an enthusiastic and capable musician. And I mean, he's played country music his entire life. So I think the way we'll position the show or build the show is we'll do a bunch of songs on our own, then we'll get Brian out to do a bunch. Then we'll do a bunch more and. So we'll make sure we kind of touch all those bases because we're playing with Brian in Kenora on the Thursday night for Hockey Day in Canada. So
that's
what brings us to that part of the country.
And our hockey show is going to be live on location in Kenora on Thursday night. And
oh, amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I know they'd hoped to talk to you this past week, so hopefully
maybe we can see him up there. Yeah,
they'll bump into you out there. But how did you get hooked up playing with Brian Trottier? I mean, obviously you're a big hockey guy, but how did the musical connection come about?
I'm trying to think of the date. I want to say 7 years ago. I was talking to the folks at Hockey Night in Canada because they had. Done a concert for Hockey Day in Canada the year before with Randy Bachman.
Right.
And I knew some of the Hockey Day people through Tim Thompson, who did a bunch of the openings, the Hockey Day openings. So I got to know them, and I just went in and told them that what they needed a more of a standalone and unique musical event, you know, respect to Randy Bachman, but it was really just a It was just a rock show, and I thought there was an opportunity to be more creative. So I programmed this show and Bedini Band hosted a show live in the hosting city every year called Stolen from a Hockey Card, where 6 songwriters wrote original songs about the game, and they were premiered live. The first one was in Whitehorse, actually, and John Sampson was there premiering his song about Reggie Leach, The Riverton Rifle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, actually, that was a great moment because we invited Reggie to be part of to be at the show. We didn't tell him that John was going to play the show song. We didn't tell John that Reggie was going to be there listening to it. So
wow.
They came and we got them together on stage after the performance. But so that was the first city in the first year for that show. And then it whirled around the country different spots each year. And I think in Charlottetown, I believe, we invited Brian. I knew about his musical past because of a poem I heard read by a fellow named Ted Johns, who's a Toronto poet who was given a Canada Council grant to travel around Saskatchewan and write poetry about the province. And one of his poems was about the Trottier family and the family band that they had. So I knew that he was a musician, and then we asked him to come to Charlottetown, and he did. And he's been part of Stolen from a Hockey Card every year since because of that.
Neat. Yeah. So when you guys play together, does he do covers or does he have his own songs?
Yeah, he has a bit of both. He's starting to write original material. It's mostly really a country and western review, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's another, you know, the original music thing. Like, it's something that he's, I'd say, approaching with caution, but it's not going to take much.
Yeah.
And once he gets into it, he'll be, be ready to go down that road, I think.
Well, that sounds pretty neat. And have you guys done many shows together?
We've
or
done
is this
a
kind
handful.
Of a new thing?
It's a pretty new thing.
Yeah.
We usually do this show for Hockey Day, and then we'll have like post Hockey Day shows in the city where the event's taking place.
But right.
Really kind of none of them sort of out of event shows, and the one in Winnipeg will be the first.
Well, that's a very special treat. We're glad that's happening. That's I guess the big showcase is Saturday night at the Times Change Tie and Lonesome Club. I know you've been there before, but in literary mode, right? You were doing some readings.
Yep.
And stuff.
I was. I read from Writing Gordon Lightfoot, I believe, the last time I was in town.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So you're familiar with the club. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's an early show, too, which is kind of nice. So, everybody can attend, and you can bring the family if you want.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And that's kind of how what we've been doing even here in Toronto is in our pajamas by midnight, really.
Yeah.
It seems more, being, we all have families, and the other three guys have quite young families. And for us, you know, it almost just makes more sense in terms of our physical clock to be ready to go at 8 o'clock, you know, and do our shows. And then, anyway, so that's become routine for us. So we were happy that John was able to dig out the early slot for us. And we get a chance to socialize. One of the things that's always tough about rolling through town when you're on tour is you play till 2, you don't really have a chance to like socialize. So we're looking forward to catching up with everybody when we're out there after the show as well.
That's exciting. And of course we should talk about your literary career as well. You're an in-demand writer. I know, have you got a new book coming out? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, not till spring 2018.
Oh, not for a while.
Finished, so I just have to, wait for Canada 150 to be over and then my book can come out, basically.
Can you tell us anything about that one?
Yeah, it's about Yellowknife. It's about the Northwest Territories. I was there for an entire summer working for the Yellowknife newspaper. So it's a view to the view on the north through working in a city newsroom in a northern city.
Yeah. You've done so many diverse books over the years. So you've got one about the homeless World Cup of Soccer, and one about being a writer and being a rock and roll musician and touring rock and roll and baseball and hockey and all these other things. How do you kind of come up with those ideas, and how does a book sort of come to fruition? Is it kind of like writing a song or writing an album? Your process.
I think, you can write a song and then either play it or not play it, or,
right,
you know, you're devoting 3 years of your life, more 4 years of your life, when you decide to start a book. It's really, it has to be the right idea, or else you hate to be locked in doing something that doesn't feel good because right. you're trapped by it. And so it takes the ideas can come in a flash, but the deliberation in terms of weighing the idea and then just sort of landing it right, it's a little bit, you're a bit more careful, I think, with it. So, because you have to commit and devote so much time and energy to it. But yeah, I was the first time I visited Yellowknife, I knew I wanted to write about it because it's such an interesting and largely undiscovered city. And then the territories themselves are remarkable and still sort of secret, you know, in a country and in a world where we seem to think we know a lot about everything everywhere. There's so much that is still new about the Northwest Territories.
Right.
So a great kind of journey of discovery for me of a place. And also, Yellowknife is a place, I think, where, you know, the harmony between very old indigenous cultures and very new cultures from people all around the world really seems to work well. And all those cultures are open to each other, and folks generally seem to get along. It's a lovely model. I mean, all cities come with their own complications, obviously, but it's a lovely model for a place moving into the 21st century, I think.
Yeah. It must be exciting to have these ideas and then get to go and spend some time actually obviously learning about a place or an idea and then sharing that with people.
Yeah, it's a bit of a parlor trick, you know? And of course, it is. Listen, I'm completely grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. I have a great, you know, very supportive publisher and supportive family and stuff too. And my work allows me to be a little bit more fluid and elastic in terms of my time. But you know, being a writer in this age is a different. You know, kettle of fish. It really is a yeah. It's a tough time. And
so you got writing and music, both of the worst industries in the world at this point.
Yeah, I got it bad both ways. But what are you going to do? I hope to start publishing a newspaper too in the fall as well.
Really?
So for the West End in Toronto. So
just like a community newspaper.
Yeah, I guess. What's that?
Just like a community newspaper kind of thing?
Yeah, it'll be like a literary community newspaper here for the West End. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You got
so many things on the go. Your schedule, is it hard to juggle all these things and get things done?
Yeah, there's a little bit of, you know, mathematics when it comes to figuring out where to be, you know, how to maximize one's time and to keep all these things going, but you know, never a dull moment, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, so long as it's all fun and it's worth it in the end. Well, it is such a treat talking to you. I guess you know, we'll talk some more when you're here in Winnipeg on the weekend for sure. But is there anything else that we should mention about the shows or anything that's going on with you that we haven't touched on?
No, I don't think so. It's all sounds good to me.
All right. Well, want to play a couple of songs as we go out. I got one of my favorite Benini Band tracks lined up that I want to play, Last of the Dead Wrong Things. I never get tired of that song. I think it's so fantastic. I love playing that one. But do you have a favorite track? Maybe something that you want to share with people and say this is what we're
yeah,
what we are?
Yeah, let's think. Well, it's always tough when you have to remember your own goddamn music. But I've been liking the In the Rock Hall record a little bit lately. I've kind of been just sort of revisiting it. You can always play "Hey Paul and Donna." That's a song about Paul and Donna.
Yeah,
and they're Manitoban, so. Maybe you want to lay that one down.
All right. Let me just push that button and make that happen. And then, thanks, Dave Bedini. I'm really, really, really excited that you're coming to town. And thanks for chatting with us today.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing Manitoba again.
Yeah, if you could hang on for a minute, I'll just chat with you off air. But sure. here's Bedini Band.
Mm-hmm. Give me some popcorn. Yeah, popcorn. Give me some popcorn. You've got to get a grip on the grip real fast. The monkey wrangler is a pain in the ass. I'm no schoolboy, but I'm doing all right. They should have heard I'm just around midnight. Yeah, popcorn. Give me some popcorn. I want popcorn. Give me some popcorn. Well, Brad Pitt, that Paris Hilton-ness. The money goes bad when you sleep with a fish. I'm a juvenile product of the working class. Best friend floats at the bottom of a glass. Popcorn. Give me some popcorn. I want popcorn. Give me some popcorn. Yeah, the mind that plays tricks on the trickster's back. Cause Pookie's got the tits and Trixie's got the ass. Ever since I was a young boy, played the silver ball. So hold out the Brighton, I must have played a ball. Popcorn. Give me some popcorn. I want popcorn.
I want.
Give me some popcorn.
Free. You can't live it for free.
drove all night from dark to light to bury you. I left my home and I rode alone just to see it through. I saw those Burmese policemen shooting fishermen dead. Your best friend's sister's cousin's uncle is next. Come on, baby, what kind of love did you bring? See those glassy towers, the blinkless eyes are looking down. And the two of us, streetcar, city bus, they're coming round. We're just a two-bit Neil Young rip-off attack. He stole this song, we're stealing it back. Doesn't matter how good or bad you can see. Last of the dead, wrong thing. Last of the dead, wrong thing. Last of the dead, wrong thing. When those pharaohs rise, you better act surprised and run like hell. They'll be coming with dogs through the torchlit fog and down the well. But you shit-talk people till the cows come home. The end is near, you're gonna die alone. Before you go, you will make a discovery. Last of the dead, wrong thing. Last of the dead, wrong thing.
That is Bedini Band. Couple tracks from In the Rock Hall there. That is Last of the Dead Wrong Things. That is just, that's so epic, so amazing. And before that, we heard Hey Paul and Donna. And you can catch the Bedini Band in some joker's living room on Friday at 8 o'clock. And you can come, and you should come. And oh my God, is it going to be great? I'm so excited. So let me know if you can come. Tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find all the details. You can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can give me a call here in the studio, 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM, during the program, and we can chat about that. I also have advanced tickets for Saturday night's show with Brian Trottier at the Times Change. So two very different shows, and if you only make it to one, you're only seeing part of the magic. So I'm going to both, and hopefully you'll consider doing that as well. Anyway. All right, let's switch gears here to something totally different, and there's no gentle way to segue out of that. But I got a few more new things that I wanted to play for you earlier, and hopefully we'll have time for a little bit of a tribute at the end of the show. Here, this one might be the best segue I've got so far. Brand new record coming out from Sunvolt. And they've been releasing songs one at a time. Here's one called Back Against the Wall on Tell the Band to Go Home.
No time to be wayward. No time to be unwound. With darkness at your door. Keep your feet on the ground. There will be times of injustice, times when there's more lost than found. Down times mixed with days of wonder, a real life spinning merry-go-round. With this back against the wall, sound and spirits fall, but just this back against this wall. The signs will serve as your above the water with it held high. May you always go the distance through the darkness and the light. All the signs say pick up the pieces. All the signs say make a stand as one. What survives the long cold winter will be stronger. Can't be undone. With this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. When sirens sound and spirits fall, just this back against this wall. With this back against the wall, all will soon. Sirens sound and spirits fall, with justice back against this wall.
friend. Swings right again. I'm a brave aviator in the stories that I write. A fearless lion tamer, bearing it all every night. And there's nothing I won't tell when I'm behind my guitar. But when I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. You can say I'm reckless for the chances that I take. You can say I'm hopeless for all the losing bets I make. You know I'm head on wheels, not afraid to fall apart. But when I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful. Slain dragons, but none wearing your clothes. With all your good intentions and your disarming prose, these words are a talisman to protect against love's start. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. And I might well be a fool, but there's one way I'm smart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart.
Brand new music from Scott Cook from Edmonton. Oh, this guy is just so tremendous. And his new record is it's outstanding. It's more than just a record. It's got this huge book attached to it of photos and stories and lyrics and all kinds of neat things in here. It's just a beautiful thing. It's called Further Down the Line. And you can order it from scottcook.net. On the old internet. That was Careful With My Heart. I see, though, that Scott is coming to town, I think it's April, for a show at the old High and Lonesome Club. And that's pretty exciting. I think we'll have to dig deeper into that. April 29th there is what it says, Saturday, early show. So we'll see what's the story there. What's the deal? We'll see what else we can do. Anywho, before Scott, oh, I got so wrapped up there, I forgot. Oh, yeah, Bill and Joel Plaskett. Joel's done this record with his dad, and more than just some, you know, kind of novelty throw dad a bone record. It's pretty great. We heard The Next Blue Sky off there. The album's called Solidarity, and they'll be in town coming up. Is that in April as well? Is it March? It's like March or something. I think it's March. March the 22nd. March 22. With our pals, the May Hemingways, as the opening act and the backing band. Unfortunately, it's the same night as Chris Stapleton and Lindy Ortega. Anybody want to buy my ticket for that show? Chris Stapleton? Pit Pass? You know, I think I'd switch if I could sell that ticket. So, you know, if you want to go see Chris Stapleton instead, we could probably work something out. We should talk. We also heard in there Bridget DeMeyer and Will Kimbrough. They have a new record together called Mockingbird Soul. It's pretty tremendous. We heard Broken Fences. Ron liked that one. Thanks for giving us a call today, Ron. Always good to hear positive things from you. And we heard Sunvolt in there from the new album Notes of Blue. We heard Back Against the Wall. Wow, time is flying by. Coming up on Wednesday, it's an anniversary that we sadly like to recognize every year. It is Blue Valentine's Day, day after Valentine's Day. It is the anniversary of the death of my favorite songwriter of all, Canada's own Willie P. Bennett. I want to play a couple of Willie songs. Maybe we'll play them from Blackie and the Radio Kings. They're coming to town in a couple of weeks at the Big Walker Theater. I got my front row tickets. It's going to be good. Come on, train. Let's go.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Might be a clown, but I sure ain't no fool. Everyone seems to be waiting for some deep thought or emotion, someone to get the devotion of what they do. But they don't understand when they find that man. He'll be doing it for himself, he ain't doing it for you.
Come on, train. Can't you see I'm waiting?
Lonely, and I can't get along with you. Man standing by the highway, lonesome as can be. Man standing by the boxcar looks a lot like me. I got to go all the way, and if I don't make it, can't say I'm thinking, or it didn't matter.
Thank you.
hardest part, baby, is smiling when your plans don't work out. Still count yourself a lucky one. The gods so smart we were born with two hands reaching out. A heart that knows the joys of love. The stars above is a lucky one.
Skippy's getting jumpy. We better fade that one out. That's Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They're coming to town March 4th at the Big Walker Theater. And that's going to be a great show. Speaking of, well, no, not really. I forgot to mention, though, on right now, our pals at CKUW are doing their fun drive. And, you know, we love those kids over there. So we encourage you to give them a little little ring, give them a little pledge, ckuw.ca, or you can phone them, 774-6877, and make your pledge and support them. They are good folks doing good work. And I'll be doing that, and hopefully you will as well. And hopefully you'll stay tuned for what's your show called? What's the Narrative? Skippy and Chelsea. Waxy, Comfort Cafe. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, still about the radio. Hopefully you can join me at the Sunset Saloon on Friday.
Yeah. Guinea
Bend. And then next weekend, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Stay tuned.